Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And today we have with us Reed Childress, who is the president of Floor Productions. How are you doing today, Reed?
Doing fine, Ken.
Good. Well, the reason that we're talking today is because we've decided to partner on a little contest. What we've done is we've set up what we call a retail merchandising contest, and we've actually gone out and asked some experts. We've got three judges who are experts in the area of merchandising, and one of them is Jim Dion. He's a big speaker and consultant in the retail business. He does a lot of papers and seminars on what works. I think he's a student of Paco Underhill's, who wrote the book The Science of Shopping and Why Consumers Buy What They Buy. So we've got him. We also have a guy with FRCH, a major design firm in Cincinnati, Christian Davies. And we have a couple other that have not committed yet, but we've got another week before they are committing. But we're going to have at least three judges. And so since they're experts in the area of why consumers buy what they buy, they'll be looking at the pictures of the entries and using what they know, their expertise, and picking what they think is the best display and what will sell the most product.
Yeah, well, Ken, naturally, since we're, you know, a supporter of it, and we're going to try to get some of our customers involved in it, could you give me an idea of what the criteria is going to be used?
Well, actually, it's pretty elaborate. They you know, they consider where it is in the store. They consider how self-service it is, or in other words, if the consumer can just walk up and learn by looking at it. They consider the lighting. They consider the creativity behind it, whether it's unique, and what the wow factor is. So that's just a few of the many criteria. And some of these judges obviously use different criteria, so that's why it's good to have multiple judges.
Well, now that I get my customers to the point that they're familiar with the contest and what they're doing, is how do they go about entering it?
Well, it's really easy to enter. Actually, if you go to www.floordaily.net, which is obviously the website we're on right now, if you go to our website, you'll see a banner that comes up on the top and it says Enter to Win. You just click on that and you get a form, fill it out, and send us a picture. It's all spelled out right there on one page. But it's real important because they need to enter. The deadline that's written on there is by next Monday, the 6th. But we've decided to extend that. We're not actually going to do the judging until Wednesday. So any entries that we get between now and a week from tomorrow will be in the contest.
Okay. So there's still opportunities to get involved in
it. Oh, definitely. We've gotten some good entries, but we're looking for some more. And it's probably important that we point out that, we're giving away up to $1,000 worth of prizes. The first prize, not only do they get recognition in Floor Focus magazine, but, we're also giving them $500. And then second place is $300, and last place is $200, so first, second, and third place.
Yeah, but the real benefit is not to mention getting your display out there, but it's also getting a little free advertisement on it as well through this contest.
That's exactly right. Reed, tell me a little bit about Floor Productions and what you guys do.
Floor Productions, we're a 15-year-old service-based printing company in the Dalton area. We specialize in turnkey projects for the floor covering industries. This includes displays, sample boards, and samples as well. We take the project from concept to completion. We provide functional displays with unique graphic packages, individual shipping, the finishing of packages, and to dealers, retailers across North America. So we still do a lot of fulfillment along with the traditional printing as architect folders and binders that's used in this industry.
All right, so basically what you do is you help the flooring industry. Probably most of them are soft, but I'd say you probably have some across the board. But you help the flooring industry merchandise or create ways of merchandising their product, whether it be at retail or whether it be at an architectural library or whatever it may be, right?
That's correct. Generally, they'll have an idea of what kind of product they want to take to market, and we'll sit down with them and we'll recommend different vehicles, whether it be boards, displays, so forth.
All right. What kind of trends are you seeing in this business? Is there a big shift? I mean, one thing I can tell you that if you went into a retail store 10 years ago, carpet was displayed on those metal racks, and it was pretty basic, and it's gotten a lot more complicated now, hadn't it?
Yeah, it's well, they just upgraded a little bit more to displays and taken more of a instead of a waterfall approach, they've limited their cost by going with smaller samples, and actually in most cases the displays perform just as well.
Yeah, actually some people say they perform better by making it easy for the consumer to help themselves, right?
Yeah, this is true. It does. And the big thing is it helps control costs.
I'm glad we got this chance to at least introduce who you are, and I appreciate your help in sponsoring this thing and also helping to get the word out to the retailers that it's real simple. Just take a quick digital snapshot, go to our website and pull up the form, which is connected to that banner on the top, and you're on your way. We've been talking to Reed Childers, who is the president of Floor Productions, a display manufacturing and printing company based in Dalton, Georgia. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.